Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax, the podcast.
It certainly is.
Do you feel so relaxed today, love?
Yeah, what a relaxing time.
We are recording
in our lives.
Yeah, it's a very relaxing time. We're recording this on Monday, January 20th, the day of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day is what I'm going to call it the day because that's what it is. It's a day.
It's totally a day.
So there's a lot of things that need to relax.
Oh my God.
You know what needs to relax for me, love?
What?
Well, there was a TikTok ban that lasted about 18 hours or so.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And Eric deleted his TikTok off his phone. Even now he has no TikTok because even though the ban is over, you still can't get TikTok on the App Store, apparently.
That was...
So he deleted it from his phone. And then now when it came back, he's like, oh, I'll re-download it. But now he cannot. So now he literally does not have TikTok.
I think I was so frustrated when that message popped up, the like, have patience, dear leader will save us message, that I was just like, screw this. And like, just, you know, held down on the app till the X came out and then hit the X. Goodbye. You know, are you sure? Yes. Goodbye. And then the next morning you would text me like, oh, it's back. And I was like, oh. And I got like through like about an hour before like I impulsively opened my phone to look at it. And I was like, oh, right. And then, so yeah, I go to the App Store and it's not there.
Have you checked since then?
I have checked. Yeah. Periodically.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's not.
I'd heard before.
But maybe I'm better off. I have zero social media. So that's interesting. I don't know what to do with my phone now though. And we're all, you know, it's socially appropriate to be looking at your phone all the time in public. Otherwise, you look like a psychopath. So now I don't know what do I do? Go to like Yahoo News? What should I be doing on my, I don't know.
Download a game, I guess.
Maybe like some books, listen to books. But you don't, you'll be looking at something though.
I don't know, love.
You're supposed to start texting people back?
You can just look at pictures of me.
Just look at pictures of you?
Yeah. There's not many. I don't think there's many. I don't do pictures of myself.
Why don't you send me more pictures, love, of you?
Yeah, I have pictures of rocks. You can have those.
Start taking like selfies every day and send them to me.
That's hilarious. And not going to happen.
Come on.
Who needs to relax for you, love?
Well, it's just so many things all at once, you know?
Yeah.
The Lions lost.
I know. It was a sad, sad, sad day.
I got to worry about that guy for another 4 years.
Yeah.
This is going to stress me out. You know what? I have a New Year's resolution. I know it's too late, but I have one to talk about. And that is that like, I'm going to be a guy that returns things now.
Good.
If I don't like it, I'm going to return it. I will go to your terms of service I will print the return form that you hide on your website. I'm going to find it. I'm going to print it. I'm going to put it in the box. I'm going to tape it to the box. I'm going to drive to the post office. I'm going to wait in line and I'm going to return to sender.
Good.
I'm not just going to accept if I buy something online and I don't absolutely love it, it's going back. It's not going to sit here.
That's good.
In the pile that's hiding behind this chair.
Once you realize that it's not as hard as you think it is, it kind of gets worse, honestly, because once you realize like, oh, it's actually not too bad to return things, then sometimes I'll like buy a bunch of stuff online because I'm like, I'll just return what I don't like.
I've never seen you return a thing.
I return everything.
What?
I return everything.
You don't. You don't.
Yes,
physically.
I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
How much does a stamp cost?
I don't know what it's at now. I don't do that part.
I don't know either.
I think it's like, is it 50 cents? Is it $1.49 or something like that? I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of times they have like prepaid things when you're returning things, right? But I know also
I need to know. I need to continue.
I don't want to get anything ever again on Amazon, but it exists in our lives. But I know that you can just bring those to Whole Foods.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
So attention, business owners, companies. If I don't like your thing, I'm not just going to keep it anymore, which is what I've been doing forever.
You want to know a stamp?
Yeah.
73 cents.
Okay.
The price of first class mail forever stamp has increased from 68 cents to 73 cents. Yeah, the global stamp is 165. That's what I was thinking of when I said the 179 or whatever I said. A stamp for a square, oversized, or unusual envelope costs $1.19.
Okay.
I already forgot what I said. How much is it? 70 cents?
I don't know.
That's how quickly that information went in and out of my brain. That's really scary. Numbers are very hard for me to remember. If I look at the time on my phone, or if like someone tells me the time, or if someone tells me how much something costs, or a number, like, oh, remember this number. I have a really hard time remembering
numbers.
What's
your phone number?
Well, I know that.
Just say it right here.
Good idea.
What's your PIN number?
No, but even your that, ATM that's really PIN. Hard for me to memorize. Numbers are hard for me.
Yeah, they are. They're hard for me too.
Like,
I think.
How much did I say a stamp was?
79 cents.
Is that right? How did you remember it?
No,
that's not right.
What was it? 78?
No.
77?
No.
76?
No.
74?
No.
Okay, 75?
No.
79?
No.
Did I already do that one? 73?
Yes.
Do you know that thing when like, you get force logged out of something and you have to log back in, and it's like, well, we're going to send you an email with a 6-digit code, and you go to the email and you look at the code and you go back to the thing and you have to put it in. Do you have to go back and check your email like four times before you get it in?
Of course.
You know what I like to do?
I
like to go for it. I go 7-7-4-4-3-4 and I'm just mumble it to myself over and over and I'll get it. And it's, I feel the pride I feel when I get it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm real bad at numbers. By the way, I have a question for the viewers of this podcast. If you watch a podcast, you might notice that we've been doing just the one camera angle, like the one wide shot of the two of us together for the past few weeks, maybe the past month, I'm not sure. Do y'all miss the close-up cameras? Because one of ours broke and I've been a little slow getting it fixed or getting a new one. And I don't even know if people would want that here. So let us know. Do you, because I know when we first started doing the close-up cameras, people were like,
expensive,
don't
right?
do it. Well, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about like what people, you know, make sure we're doing our job right. And if people like it, I need, you know, we need cameras for my work. So
yeah,
that's not the issue. The issue is more like even if slash when I get another camera. Because I have another podcast, so I'm going to need
one
anyway.
Say,
do you guys
no,
have a preference?
We don't want to see you up close.
No, they might like that better. They might think it adds like some value that they like seeing my facial expression, seeing this beautiful face up close and personal. I don't know.
Production value, perhaps.
But when we first started doing the three camera angles, people didn't like that there was a change. And they liked it better
really?
How it was before. But now I'm like, I wonder if now they've gotten used to the new version and if they like that better. So just let us know because, I don't know what you guys want. And when I get a new camera, I didn't know if we should be going through all the trouble of setting up all the three if you guys don't even like it. But if you like it, I like it, so I can do it again. But that's a question
for you. It's very thoughtful of
you
to ask them.
I'm just such a thoughtful person. Mm-hmm. Love, I have a couple things to talk about.
Okay.
That aren't just postage. This one is, there's one that's going to get me all riled. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to talk about this. What is your order of getting dressed? Like we might have talked about this before. I know we've talked about like which shoe do you put on first and which a sock do you do sock shoe or sock shoe whatever, but like when you get dressed in the morning, what's your order of
like from
things?
Fully nude, like where do I start?
No, from pajamas on. Like for me, shirt's always off first.
Oh, bottoms.
Shirt up.
Can you
really?
Imagine?
No, yeah. I don't know. This is what I'm asking. I do shirt first. And I go down to nothing before I put on clothes. Wait, do I? Maybe I don't. Yeah, I do. But it's weird. I think I take my shirt off first and then bottoms off. And then I start with the bottom. So then like, even though the shirt comes off first, the shirt goes on last. So I go shirt, bottoms. And
I think
then
that's the only thing that makes sense. Yes.
And then bra, shirt. Sometimes I do underwear, bra, pants, shirt.
Wow.
I don't know. It just depends on what I'm feeling.
I don't know. It's going to be this kind of podcast.
I never do shirt
today.
First. So I was just curious if you do it different.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about bras.
Sorry.
I think that's the only way to do it. Yeah, you do shirt off first and then shirt last. But, you know, and everything in between, it's kind of like whatever's closest.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
I didn't know if anyone else out there did it different.
Like
what? When you put your shirt on, which arm goes through first? Like, how do you do it? Do you do head, then arm, then arm? This is fascinating thing. These are the fascinating things.
So weird today.
Well, I'm sorry. I think I go
left arm first.
Huh.
Then head, then right arm. Like a...
Wait, what? Oh, you do it.
I think.
I don't know what I do, actually.
I do like a both arms and then dive and then swim the head through. I think.
I genuinely have no idea what I do,
which I'm certainly not going to right now.
Hold my mic. I'm gonna.
You're taking your shirt off? This is crazy.
Okay, so now I know I go right arm out.
You're
first.
Fully naked.
My right arm's out first.
And then you do a double hand head out.
So here's my shirt. Okay, I'm gonna put it on. Here we go. Oh, I do arm. I do right arm, left arm, head.
Okay.
I do right arm, left arm, head. That's what I do. What do you do?
Sure
I need
do.
To, now I need to know what you do. Can you please find something to put on?
Give me your shirt, I guess.
Take off your shirt.
Give me your shirt.
Take off your
shirt.
I don't
have any shirts here.
Come on. I see a shirt over there. I see a shirt on the ground. I see one. Yes. Take off your shirt. Okay. I don't know why this is. I love things like this. I don't know why. I know this is dumb, but I'm just fascinated by it. Okay, let's see. What do you do first? He's putting on... Left arm. You were right. Left, right, head.
Swoop, yeah.
Okay, so I do right, left, head. You do left, right, head. Wait, I do right, then left, then head.
Yeah,
then,
I knew I figured it right. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I would do.
Huh.
Boom.
Okay, well, that's very interesting to me. I don't know why, but I want to know what you guys do. Can you tell me? And pants.
Left leg.
I think... Oh my God, I gotta stand up and see. I do right.
Well, you're right. Right is your predominant hand, right?
Yeah.
And left is mine. So that makes sense.
Is this interesting to you?
Fascinating stuff. Which
really
sock do you put on first? Don't leave me hanging.
I'm sure it's
these
the
are
right.
things I'm dying to know.
I do right. And I do sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Does someone in the world do
Wait,
sock,
what?
Shoe, sock, shoe?
You do both socks and then you do shoes.
Yes.
You're right. No one's putting on one sock, then putting
Maybe?
That shoe on,
you
and then
know?
Doing other socks.
Maybe they are.
Crazy.
This will tell
behavior.
Us. Tell us. Please tell me. I like love this stuff for some stupid reason. The like minutia of life and how everyone does it so differently is just fascinating to me sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just interested in this right now. So I'd love to know. So please tell me.
I wish we had more garment questions that I could ask you.
I'm sure I could come up with more.
How do you put on a bra?
I do the clasp in the front and then I twist.
Whoa.
And then right arm in and left arm in and
I wasn't expecting that.
What do you think? I put my arms through the holes and then clasp it in the
behind? I've seen you do this and you do it so fast.
I know. I'm quick. Yes.
It's like there's like ninja sounds that happen when you do it.
Yeah. I don't like not wearing a bra usually. I feel like I need it on. So I figured out how to do it real fast. It's a thing.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I was trying to stick on this topic a little longer than I probably should because the next topic I had is going to get me riled. But how about you?
I just can't think of any more clothing items.
That's fine. But did you have other things you wanted to talk about today?
I had like
give a list.
I had like a debate thing.
Okay.
Do you want me to do that before yours?
Sure. It has not been going well for me lately in our debates. So
no, it's not like we need to debate this. This is a dumb note that's in my phone that I wrote down. I like late at night, I guess, and I wondered if how you felt about it. And the question is, which is worse, an empty paper towel roll or an empty toilet paper roll?
What kind of question is this?
I don't know. In my mind, I was like,
mind?
Oh, that's a good because we were out of paper towels.
You're
and
like,
I was
would
like,
you rather
oh,
eat?
Don't blah blah blah.
Would you rather eat leftovers or shit? is what you just asked me.
Would you rather like have to wipe with like
what are
a
you
kitchen towel?
What do you mean?
The counter.
Why is the kitchen towel in the bathroom?
No, I mean, would you rather have to wipe the kitchen counter with a towel
or wipe your hand? Wipe
or,
your butt with your hand
or have shit on your ass?
What are you talking? What kind of question is this?
Which is worse?
Obviously, toilet paper.
Can you think of
Obviously
a scenario
toilet paper.
Where like it'd be really bad not to have paper towels?
It's not convenient in a lot of situations to not have paper towels, but it's certainly not catastrophic. Whereas it can be catastrophic to not have toilet paper.
I was like, oh, that's good. I got to write that down.
Love me. I, you know what? I went into this episode today being like, okay, I need to try to be like more chill and open-minded and like not so quick to be like, are you insane? No, this is the only way to do things. Uh-huh. And I immediately crumbled.
Yeah.
Because it's just crazy. But you know, it could be a difference between men and women because I do wipe every single time, even though controversial opinion here, hot take. I think men should be wiping every time.
What if you had a bidet?
I'm not talking about your Butotsky.
I know.
What about the bidet?
Well, I'm saying if you had a bidet, maybe it'd be worse to not have paper towels.
You are insane. So wait, hold on. You're using bidet and just hoping it worked? Are you insane?
I'm not.
Do you do that?
No, I'm not. No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Because
I'm
like
being
bidet
funny.
Is like, yes, bidet. And then
I'm trying to find a situation.
If you're bidet and you're like fancy rich pants and you got a bidet and
then your butt's like dripping.
Well, not only that, like sometimes you use a bidet and you're still like,
of course,
there's still some there. So what are you talking
you
about?
You can't have blind faith in bidets.
Of course, but you just suggested that you can.
Bidet and not check?
You think a bidet and not checking and having drippy poo water and not wiping that a little bit is better than not having a paper towel when you can just grab an actual towel?
You know, it's crazy. Some bidets, they have like a dryer thing too. So you do the bidet and then you can hit the dryer button. Mm-hmm. And then it's, well, what's Zach doing?
Drying the butt. I'd say 95% of the time when I use a bidet, I'm clean. I always check, of course. Uh-huh. But like,
you do a check wipe.
Of course. But also, why is this question coming up for you? Because that would be spurred by, oh no, we're out of paper towels, which we are very much the most opposite of out of paper towels.
Well, because we didn't have paper towels for like a week. And so I think we've now overstocked.
Yeah. So like there was a week and I think it was like during Christmas or something. We didn't have paper towels and it wasn't a week. It was probably 2 days. And I just forgot to order them with the next grocery order. And so then every time since then,
with
I've
three
like
little
ordered
kids,
them because I'm
2 days
nervous.
Without paper towels.
And
long.
Now we have an unbelievable supply of paper towels because it was such a miserable
just stacked by the
days.
Front door.
Yeah. So I can't believe that question even. I mean, maybe there's someone out there who would. And also you, by the way,
I'm
skirted past my saying like, I think men should wipe.
Well, they should wipe their like, oh, come here. Well, I just didn't want to get into it.
Yeah, I guess we don't need to.
I just didn't want to like have to be descriptive. Like,
I just think it's weird.
Sure.
That men are taught like they don't. It's just just let it drip. Let it drip in your pants.
I don't.
Let
this is exactly the conversation I wanted
to
avoid.
Why not? Like that. Literally, women wipe because they're like we don't want it to drip. But men are like,
go out there.
It can be all over my underwear, my pants.
Go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the hose. Turn the hose off, and then see if you want to. And there's like a little bit of water still left in the hose or whatever. Then see if you want to like find a paper towel and like dab it on the end of the hose, or you just want to like go like this with it. Just shake the hose and keep living your life.
Yeah, sure.
Which would you rather
do? There's no paper towels just outside in the bathroom. It's literally one foot from you when you pee. So it's not that it's not.
Yeah,
as
you're not sitting down.
Outside.
You're not sitting down. So you have to like.
Some men sit down to pee. Very small percentage, but like some men do. But also
sometimes you gotta
I mean it's not convenient to do a lot of things.
You forced me on the side. I literally didn't want to have this conversation.
I didn't force you.
And you forced me into the side of defending not wiping. I didn't want to talk about this.
I didn't force you on any
I
side.
Really just
Society
I wanted
did.
To get through a podcast without saying pee hole. Like
yeah.
is what I really
you know,
wanted.
We did until just that moment.
You made me the whole time. My brain is just going, she's trying to get you to say pee.
That's what's my goal is to get you to say pee hole. No, I don't blame you. I think you're cleanly. It's just society in general. I'm like, cause you know, we have children and potty training happens. And I'm like, how come we don't teach that part of it to the boys too. Like, why can't we just make that?
Well,
a thing?
We do. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. Like how was life like that in my bathrooms of our house? There's like potty training report cards essentially on the mm-hmm. walls where you get a sticker and like, and instructions. And I'm just like, oh gosh, this is your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy.
I'm the guy. I live in that house.
I
remember being in houses of people that had that and being like, oof.
Yeah, but you know what?
How
I think this is a good time to say, like, yeah, there's that, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the guy with the potty training stuff, and I'm the person with toys all over, and like,
it's
never
crazy,
a moment
right?
of silence. You don't even get to go to the bathroom without, you know, a visitor and stuff like that. But then at the same time,
every time I've tried to pee in the past like 6 years, as soon as I start peeing, I just hear dad.
Right.
You know, it's crazy right. that they know when you're doing that.
But at the same time, this is what you get. Hold on.
I think daddy's a superhero.
He's such Aww. A good superhero, isn't he?
Best daddy ever.
I mean, it's like my favorite clip of the world. Like the other day.
Is that AI?
Sweetie Maisie, I woke the twins up. I didn't wake up the twins. I got the twins when they woke up from their nap. And I was telling them how you saved me from the chicken coop. I got locked in the chicken coop.
You did.
And Maisie just blurted out, daddy's a superhero. Mm-hmm. I was like, come on. Give me all the potty training report cards.
Yeah.
I don't need sleep. I don't need anything. Give me that.
No, I know. That is
an angel sweetheart saying that you're a superhero. And that only lasts a little while before they decide they don't like
us
anymore.
I'm just saying, it's just sometimes, it's, you know, it comes in, of course, it's all worth it and everything, blah, blah, blah. What, you know, if I couldn't complain about stuff, what would life be then?
I know. I was,
not complain, but like, I just think it's wild.
No, it is wild. And you know what I just did to you? I just did the thing that I'm about to vent about, which now I'm going to call I Instagrammed you. Because can I talk about the thing that I wanted to vent about?
You Instagram.
Okay, listen. Instagram? When TikTok got banned.
Yeah.
I went over to Instagram. I was trying to scroll. It's just a different
vibe. That's
what
they wanted you to do.
Sure. And I did. So anyway, they
billionaires.
I went over there and I was like, the vibe is just so different. And it's not that I hate Instagram. I enjoy Instagram. I think Instagram's great. It's just a different vibe. Like TikTok is just like life and like people just being people. And Instagram feels more like a production, more like, I don't know. I saw this one TikTok of a woman saying like, she had makeup in her hands and she's putting on, she's like pretending to cry with some weird sound. And it was like, I have to put on my makeup. Cause now I guess I have to go over to Instagram cause they don't let you be ugly over there. Like, whereas, you know, like you have to like be a certain way and act a certain way or whatever. And it's also just different. It's not, sorry, this is my opinion, but it's not as funny. It's not as like real. So, which is funny cause it's Instagram reels.
Mm-hmm. I have not been on Instagram in 2 years because I did the same thing. I deleted it from my phone. What's the difference between it and TikTok?
I'm about to show you. So I was on Instagram and this is right when the ban lifted and everything was back to normal-ish, sort of not really back to normal, but TikTok was back. And there was this girl who made a TikTok or an Instagram reel and I'm not going to play it or whatever, but it was basically like, What happens when you know what sucks when you're the person that only has, if you only have one friend, like you have one real good friend, but your one good friend has other friends. It sucks so bad because when they hang out with their other friends, you're like, what are you doing? You're my only friend. You're not supposed to hang out with other people. You're my only friend. Mm-hmm. And it was just a silly, I didn't say it as funny as her. Like her video's much funnier than that. Uh-huh. Her name is Brenna Berg. I don't know her. I never follow her. She just popped up on my free page, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was just like a silly little, what am I supposed to do if my one and only friend has other friends and goes hang out with other friends? It's just silly, silly, goofy thing. And then I went to the comments and the comments on Instagram, because I thought it would be people would be like, oh my God, me, I only have one friend. That's the worst. Haha. You know, that's what I thought. So I went to look at the comments and on Instagram, I was shocked because I was expecting to find things that are like, oh my God, same, me too, LOL. You know, because comments are like the best part of TikTok. They're very funny. And the comments were so sorry, I thought they were so annoying because this girl's joking. And the top comment is make other friends. And then
the top meaning that was the most liked
the
comment.
The most liked comment. Go make other friends. And someone, another top comment, go out and make other friends, ? Another person said, if you have one friend, please make other friends. It's okay to have a best friend, but not healthy to expect everything from one person. I was just screenshotting them all. Go out, make other friends. Girl, sorry, but I think it's on you to find other people and support network of your own. It's not healthy to try to get your needs met from one person and important to respect their space and other friends. I had a friend like this and it was exhausting and so toxic. Another comment, make other friends. I mean, all the comments were like, I'm like, she's obviously doing a bit. Like it was so obviously a bit. Like she like was talking all fast. She's like, you know, what's the worst thing ever is when you did a bit. Like she was obviously like doing a bit for clicks and all her videos. If you go to her profile, they're all like, you know, what's crazy, blah, blah, blah. Like this is her shtick, you know? And so I was like, wait, why are they taking this? She's joking. Like, this is a joke. And she's being silly about how, like, it's unreasonable and ridiculous. It's, that's the joke of it, is that how unrealistic and ridiculous and silly is it when you do only have one friend to hang out with other people? You're like, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to hang out with me. Like, that's silly. It's ridiculous. She's making fun of that. And no one got it. So I was like, this is fascinating. So then I found her on TikTok. Found the exact same video, which, by the way, the same exact video. It took me so long to find it because it was from like 3 or 4 months ago. So Instagram had fed me a video from 4 months ago. And then I finally found it. And the comments on there, the top comment, oh, it's the biggest feeling of betrayal. Fun fact, I have no friends, another person. Or when you have only one friend and that friend has a boyfriend or husband and you're single. Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. There's so many I'm trying to. So like, who wants to be friends? Prayer hands. POV, you have a friend with no other friends and you constantly feel bad for doing literally anything with anyone else ever for fear of hurting their feelings. Like, it's people who'd be like, yes, same girl. Oh my God, me. Like, everyone was like relating, telling jokes, adding on to the bit.
It's more of like a community feel.
Of a community. And like, yeah, it was just like silly. And they get that it was a joke. And so they're like, haha, this is, oh my God, yes, it's the worst. Like, just like. But then on Instagram, it's like, actually, what you should do. And that's what I don't remember what we were talking about, but I just did that to you. You were talking about something.
I think I'm remembering why I deleted that app.
But it was just, I was like surprised by that. The same exact video posted the same time. And the comments are wildly opposite. One is like, that's your fault. You're the jerk. You need to go blah, 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 blah. Which maybe that's true, but she was joking. And it was supposed to be silly entertainment. And TikTok's like, this is silly entertainment. Haha, yeah, same. Like, these people don't actually only have one friend. They're joking. Like, this is it's silly.
Of course.
But it was like, but that is why Instagram to me in that those
that
like,
sums it up.
18
I
hours, I was like, I don't like this. It's because it didn't feel fun. It felt like, I don't know.
Well, what's the motivation there? What's the motivation for, you know, Instagram? You know what I mean? Is it like a communal sharing creative thing, or is it like,
I don't know.
Is it like a the business of like, you know, self feeling better about yourself or getting, you know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe all social media is like something to try to, you know, people use it to feel better about themselves, which it does the opposite. But and I like Instagram. I do like Instagram. I enjoy scrolling on it. I like looking at like posting pictures on it, videos of whatever. Like, I like Instagram. It just
is it people
such
that you
a different
know?
Vibe than TikTok.
Is Instagram like still people that you know, or are they just, are they feeding you like strangers now?
Like, I get like one every 10 people is someone I know or follow.
Because that's what it was, right? You would only see the posts of people you follow.
That's how it used to be. It was just whoever you followed. You got to see what their life was. It was like you got to stay updated on their life. And like,
Is everything an ad? Are there like ads in between?
There's a lot of ads, but more than ads. And I find this to me is more annoying than ads. It's like big corporations. So it's not so much ads as it is like big news, like CBS or like a TV network or a huge celebrity, or it's like huge. Like that will come up in my feed like randomly. Like it'll be like a big celebrity that I don't follow or TV network I don't follow.
And they're like, watch the new episode of NCIS tonight or whatever.
That sort of, but like, and big companies. Like it's just like companies. It's like bigger. It's like really people with a lot of followers and like who are
notably
famous
more
or
traditional,
well-known.
Traditional ads, not like someone promoting, like some creator promoting products.
I prefer that. And honestly, it works so much better because like when I see, especially like TikTok shop stuff, which is like totally I hate TikTok shop and drives me crazy how much it's promoted. But at the same time, when I see like a young mom or something and she has like 50 views and she's like, you guys look at this brush. It looks really well. And if you click the link, I'll be like, I'll buy it for you. And it totally works, even though she's probably only getting like a penny from it or something, but like,
and they're totally like, you know, spying on everything you say and think. So like,
everything.
So it's like the algorithm that sometimes it's like something you're like, oh, I needed those Croc slides. Got them.
Did you get them?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So
I'm just thinking of the last thing I bought off of there.
Yeah, I bought a trash can the other day. It's on our front porch. I don't know. It's
that trash can on our front porch. Like there's the illustration of it on the box that it was shipped in. I go, I've seen that TikTok ad for that trash can.
turn your bathroom from this to this.
Yes,
and it shows like a dirty trash can, and then it's that one. Is it that one?
It is, and that's not why I got it.
They had showed me that ad like 100 times. They were like, man, your bathroom is dirty.
Me too. But it wasn't, I didn't get it because I thought it would make the bathroom look nicer. I got it because of like, sorry, TMI again, but like periods. I don't like dealing with like throwing stuff in the trash and like lifting the lid and like all that. It's like, it's automatic. I'm like, that'd be so convenient when I'm on my period.
I told you, you are not allowed to talk about your period on this podcast.
Yeah, that is true.
That's in my contract.
And now, the 2025, you're in charge of my life.
And?
As the man.
Oh, I can't even joke about that. I can't. I was like, now I can't even joke about that. And it'd be like, you know.
Yeah, it's a little.
Clipped.
I was fascinated by the difference in comments in Instagram and TikTok.
That is really interesting.
It is to me.
Because I was like, well, how am I going to get this, the context of the fact that you were able to find it on TikTok and see those comments? Yeah, I don't know. Since coming back, has TikTok changed?
I think so, but I don't know. Maybe there's just bugs getting tweaked out. Like, oh my God, I don't want to get all political. Like,
all right, never mind.
But I will say this one thing, because it's more about swiftiness than politicalness. So Taylor Swift has this song called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and it's a brilliant song. She did it in her live show. It's one of the songs she chose from the Torture Poets Department to perform live, and it's incredible. Well, some people have used that sound and talked about that song in relation to, you know, perhaps some of the men or a man in charge of the country, perhaps in the past, like people have used it, the sound. And so anyway, when TikTok came back, all of a sudden, when you try to search the words, like search for the song, mm-hmm. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, it will not show up. It only shows up Smallest Woman Who Ever Lived. And even if you try to click search on it, it won't, it'll show you a couple of videos of like Taylor Swift performing or whatever, but like you cannot, it says like, it won't pop up. Like, you know, there's always like a related search. And even after you search something,
quid,
I feel like.
Sounds like a quid pro quo to me.
It's just kind of weird. So there's things like that, that have happened that are like, that's
you can have your app
fishy.
Back. I'll take credit. And then that one Taylor Swift song, I want you to, one of your engineers to make it be
I don't know.
Woman
I don't,
in the search bar.
I'm not that deep into like the tinfoil hat stuff, but like, you know, it's whatever. Someone did it. I don't think he did, but someone did something. And there's a few different things that if you search them, you just can't. Like mm-hmm. you try to search certain words that are negative towards certain people and they don't pop up. And
well,
it's very strange. But other than that, I haven't noticed too much of a difference on TikTok since it came back. The first ads that came up, I didn't notice right when it came back. The first thing that popped up when I opened the app was like something on taxes and how to pay taxes and make sure you fill out these forms and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's an interesting ad to have on TikTok. And it's come up like a lot, like about taxes and paying taxes. And I was like, that's interesting.
It's tax time. There's like tax commercials everywhere.
I know.
Like
but
during,
it just
during football, it was like all tax.
Sure. And everyone should pay their taxes. But just I just it was just like an odd.
But do they?
Well, I don't know. I do.
Not if you're smart.
Well, I guess I'm dumb. But anyway,
it's not a political episode.
It's not. We're not going there. Let's talk more about how we get dressed. What do you want to talk about, love?
Bathroom stuff. I don't know.
Do you have anything to talk about, Lovey? Anything
well,
else?
Well, since I don't have social media, and I was wondering, would you want to start like a hobby with me?
Well, that's the sexiest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, it might not be like
crafts.
Might not be crafts. I mean, like, would you want to get into like hiking? You know, probably not.
Oh.
Your reaction. Or like
something not like sporty.
Like golf? Oh.
Oh, come on.
Like, but just like go to the driving range with me. Like,
I'll
like
go
one of those
watch
things.
You do that.
No, like, and you do it too.
I'm like, not interested in golf, but I will watch you do golf. I'm supportive of you trying out golf.
Yeah. Not like playing. Like,
I thought you were going to say like some
real,
sort of a
just driving
craft
range.
Or like some sort of like woodsmanship.
Yeah. That
type
too.
Thing,
well, that too. Those are just
like
the two
a
things.
Dance class or pottery
well, no,
class.
I was going to say, hiking, driving range or like batting cage.
I have a bad shoulder, but I could try batting cages. Yeah. Do you want to go today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yeah.
How about a hobby those, that we can do? Yes. But here's the thing is we don't have time for a hobby unless it's
right.
at night.
Like, those were just the three at the top of my head, but then we're brainstorming here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm totally down to do a hobby though.
But yeah, like some sort of, what would it be? What's
cooking, baking, painting.
These are just things that you
crafting,
do.
Painting,
rocks,
crafting.
Yeah.
Jewelry, but wood carving.
Jewelry?
I don't know. You like wood things, wood carving.
Uh-huh.
We could do, I'm down
maybe,
to make
maybe,
any, making anything sounds amazing to me.
Could we take suggestions?
Weaving? Yeah, sure.
What hobby?
We could start taking a dance class on YouTube or something.
We could take a dance class.
You want to take a dance class like at night after the kids go to bed, like on YouTube or something?
Swing dance?
I would love that. There's a swing dance class. Like,
I know. We tried to go once and we got scared. We walked in the door and then we bolted.
Well, I used to go all the time when I was little.
Yeah.
With my grandpa.
I know. It's such a sweet story.
But yeah, it's, I would love that. That'd
I like, need,
awesome.
I need like things, I think.
Yeah. I would totally do that with you. Like, I don't know how, like golfing is just, I mean, I'm open to trying anything, but hiking, I just know I would not be fun for you because there's a lot of bugs and exercise and I would just be miserable.
They got rocks in mountains too, not just at the beach.
Well, that's looking at rocks though. That's different than hiking. Hiking is like continuously walking. Whereas if we went hiking and I found rocks, then I would be sitting for an hour.
What if I were to tell you like there's a hike and it goes to like this creek at this top of a mountain where like there might be a lot of like agate, you know?
Well, I need to look into it and see if it actually does. And also have to look up the laws of if you're allowed to rock down there. Cause you're not allowed to rock down in most places. It's kind of like, you have to figure out where it's legal.
You're not allowed to take rocks.
Well, from certain places, it depends on like,
that seems weird to me.
I don't know. I'm just, it's the law,
the
land. I know, but you don't want to like mess with, because
it's like
if you're chiseling,
not chiseling
away at a mountain that has mudslides every year, you know,
like loose rocks.
Yeah, it's legal in some places. Like you can do that. And I would totally be down to go find rocks somewhere else, but we could, you know, I don't know. I had a dream last night about rock hunting on a hike and I was so surprised at how beautiful the rocks were. I was like, I didn't know the rocks looked like this. And you were like, cause the beach is the only place I ever rock hound.
You're having rock dreams?
Yeah, I am. Thank God. Because the dreams I usually have are so horrific that is.
That's good. That's great.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
it's like an actual miracle that I had a dream about rocks.
That's good.
But yeah, I'd totally be down to a hobby with you. I just don't know that golfing I would be.
Get off. I said, it's okay. We don't have to do that.
Yeah. But I'm supportive of you doing that. Anything, whatever people suggest is fine with me.
Okay.
Try it out. What other?
We'll go hit a bucket of balls.
Should I search what hobbies there are?
What's couples, husbands and wives hobbies?
Fun couples hobbies. You know, I bet it would say dancing. I bet it's going to be the first thing on this. Yeah. Dance is the first thing. Gardening. I would be so bad at that.
I would garden with you. Want to start a garden together?
We have a garden. We have a huge, beautiful garden.
No, I know, but in the gardening pots, like vegetable garden stuff, it's all empty. Like
yeah.
We could do that together.
Hmm.
Raise a garden while we raise our children.
Okay. Maybe. I'd be open to gardening. I'd be open.
All right.
I'm open to that, but that's also something you have to do during the day.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of daytime.
No.
Hiking and camping are two. Rock climbing.
You want to go camping?
No.
Get into camping?
There's also, it says, there's so many things. Crossword puzzles. How do you do that as a couple?
My grandfather loved crossword puzzles. And
really?
And he had his chair in their living room had a basket next to it that was just filled with books.
Hmm.
Crossword puzzle books. Not a hobby you do as a couple.
I wouldn't say so, but maybe. I think that's cool. Your grandpa, do your parents or do you have any of those crossword books?
Oh, I don't
Did he
know.
Keep them all?
I don't know where they went.
My mom was really excited once because she plays a crossword puzzle game on her phone. And one of the questions one time was like a random like crossword puzzle game. I was like, I'm sure the first one you buy in the app store. I don't know. But one of the questions was like, popular YouTuber who like, it said something like, wears lots of lipstick or has the phrase haters back off or something like that. And it was me. And she's like, my daughter's in the crossword, right? Like
you
puzzle.
Were a question
like,
on Jeopardy.
I don't remember if it was I think it was on her phone. I can't remember if it was on her phone or in a magazine or something, but I think it was on her phone.
That's so cool.
But she was very excited about that.
I would have been. I'm excited about that.
I was like, mom, my face was in Times Square. And she was like, but that was like the thing.
That was it. Yeah. Exciting. You made her crossword puzzle game.
Yeah. I
totally get that.
I think another thing that was like very exciting to my parents was when I made like the local newspaper, mm-hmm. you know, like even though I had been in like all these huge newspapers and magazines and stuff, like they were like, you were in our hometown newspaper. Like that was very exciting.
Yeah. For me, like the way I can relate to that is that for some reason, my dad loves commercials, mm-hmm. like real, like TV commercials. You know what I mean? Like he loves commercials. He recognizes actors. Oh, they were in this other
really?
Commercial. Yeah, he loves commercials. So I was like, I had been on TV shows mm-hmm. and he was like, oh man, that Mazda commercial. Like this, like,
it was a good commercial.
I was in this car commercial and he like would, you know, he'd tell the guy at the local Wawa when he was like buying whatever, like my son's in that Mazda commercial or what, you know, like he was like so proud of that and talked more about that than me being like series regular on like your show.
That was a really good commercial. And I got excited every time you were on that commercial. I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like that was a good commercial.
It's great. Yeah.
Everything you've done is good. I think it's like everything you've done is very braggable.
Anyways, what else does it say hobbies?
It's like don't nothing exciting. It's just stuff. Don't talk about me. I would love to talk about you. Ever fully talk about how good, sorry, this is so, I'm jumping all over the place, but like, you're not going to want to talk about this. When you got like honored as like the most famous person who ever lived in your hometown.
It's not what it was, but yeah.
That's what it was to me.
Did. Yeah, we did.
Your speech, I will never get over how good your speech was. It was so good. I know that was like in October and we're now almost done with January, but like, I think about that all the time, how you were so, you're like, I don't need a speech, right? And it was like, no, you don't need a speech. Like you didn't plan anything. And the people started doing speeches and you're like, oh my God, I have to do a speech. And you just like pulled one out of your butt and it was like the best speech ever written. It was so funny.
You and my therapist are the only ones that keep bringing up how proud they are of me of that.
Well, it was so good. I was beaming. I was like so proud. I was like, oh my God, he's so funny. And he's so good and smart. I would have never been able to do that. I was so impressed. Yeah. Why are we, I don't know how that, you're talking about Mazda commercial and the crossword puzzles.
Yes.
What about, you know what was on that list is actual puzzles. And we used to like doing puzzles.
We did. Yeah. We can go back to that.
That's a thing we could do.
Doing puzzles together. Yeah. Or I meant more like something we could like really get into, you mm-hmm. know?
People are super into, what are people super into? Like what's a hobby people
what about,
are
like,
into?
About gaming.
Yeah.
Play video games together?
I've tried playing video games many times. I can try again. I'm not good at it, love.
Because I need things to do. And you don't do good sitting. Like you're. It's not like, let's get into this. Let's watch this show together or whatever.
No.
I guess sometimes we do that with like maybe with like Big Brother a little bit.
But even that, I have to be doing something while we watch. Like I'm looking at my rocks or crafting or painting or.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Yeah,
I don't know what people like do. That's like, what are hobbies that people get super
we hobbied a bit when like I was looking for sea glass and you were looking for rocks.
That was, that was
a nice
fun.
Outdoor mm-hmm. head clearing, good hobby, but yeah, it's, that's a daytime and time thing. Yeah. Yeah. Something here that we could do that's new.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think.
Maybe
we should do.
I bet you somebody will have a really good idea.
Yeah. I bet they will too. You guys always have great ideas. So let us know
unless
in the comments.
Check like the Instagram comments and they're like, get a hobby.
Well, they'll just be like, just go do it. Stop talking just about it. Just do it.
Just do your own thing. You need to hobby together.
Yeah.
Get another wife.
Probably. You should. I would.
Two?
Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen. I don't know. Is that what's going to happen?
What?
You can get more wives?
Yeah,
if you're married to me, you kind of do have multiple wives.
That's true.
Because I'm like a lot of people all in one.
Yeah.
They're all insane, but they're all in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never know who you're going to get. Am I going to be crying? Am I going to be super talkative? Am I going to be really hyper-focused on a craft or a rock? Am I going to want to go do something and have to get out of the house? Or am I going to rot in bed? There's so many different versions of me.
So like cheesy to say, but like when you were touring a lot, when you were always like Miranda mm-hmm. and like filming a lot, it kind of did feel like.
So many versions of me.
Yeah. Like two.
Yeah. Well.
It was crazy.
You want me to put on the lipstick, Liv? Was that what did it for
Let's
you?
Get that lipstick out. We got a drawer full of hair somewhere.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen you. I wonder how that would feel. It's been a while.
What, Miranda?
Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Just to like see, well,
I only ever do it with the kids.
It used to be like you'd come down to the kitchen and you'd be like dressed in some ridiculous outfit, whatever. And you'd be you're acting, mm-hmm. obviously, you know what I mean? But you'd be all done up like her and be like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know.
Maybe just dress up like that tonight.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
No, but I can talk like Miranda whenever you want. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to dress up.
Well,
the
like kids Miranda. Love that. So I hear that.
I do. Yeah. I do that with the kids a lot. They'll say, Mom, dude, what do they call her now? What did Maisie used to call her? Oh my God.
Labanda.
Labanya.
Labanya.
Was that it? Debanya. Debanya.
Debanya. Yeah.
She called her Debanya and she was obsessed. And then now she calls her, they call her Demanda. I think they say Demanda now. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
It's funny. There's some pictures in our house where it's me, you know, me and you and you're dressed like in character. Mm-hmm. And they'll always be like, Daddy, look, it's you and Debanya. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They won't say it's you and Mommy.
Yeah, they say Debanya or Miranda. You know what's crazy? Oh my God. Okay, this is where we're going to end this episode because I have to tell you something crazy. I had the craziest conversation with Maisie last night. I can't believe I forgot about this until just now. Oh my God, this was so wild. You're going to love this. So Maisie loves telling me what my name is. I don't know why, but she always will just be like,
yeah, she does that.
Mommy, your name is Colleen Ballinger. Mm-hmm. Like she says it all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep. And you know, that's very cute. Mm-hmm. But last night she was doing it. She's supposed to be going to sleep, but she sat up and she's like, Mommy, your name is Colleen Ballinger. And I go, oh.
She Colleened you?
And I realized.
So she just naturally knew.
Yeah, she didn't, but how most people pronounce it. Most people pronounce it Colleen. And she said, your name is Colleen Ballinger. And I go, well, it's actually Colleen Ballinger. And she looked at me like I was insane. The look you have given me many a time. And she said, Colleen Ballinger. And I was like, it's Colleen Ballinger. She said, no, it's Colleen Ballinger. And I was like.
So she was arguing the pronunciation.
She was arguing it with me. And I go, well, you can say that if you want, but my name is Colleen Ballinger. And she said, she could not do it, love. She was trying so hard. She was like, cow.
Yeah, it's unnatural to the tongue.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Your name's not that. Your name is Colleen Ballinger. So then she just started putting the emphasis on the lean.
On the lean, yeah.
But still saying the wrong version of the O vowel, like the first half. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting to have my own daughter be like, your name's pronounced wrong, idiot. Like, you know, like she was like,
that's
what?
So funny.
But what's funny is that she's never heard my name pronounced any other way. She's only ever heard my name pronounced Colleen because everyone in our lives that she's heard say my name.
I feel like she would only hear it from you because no one else calls you that.
Of course they do. My mom, my sister, our friends, like anyone who comes over.
Everybody that's not me.
Yeah. Everyone who's not you calls me my name.
I guess you're right.
So she hears my name all the time, mm-hmm. but she always hears it Colleen. In fact, I think my family says it even harsher than most people. Like most people kind of do a mix. There's just like Colleen, like it's kind of like mumbled like Colleen, you know, but my family says Colleen, like they say it pretty.
They hit the co.
Like it's like a holy,
you
know.
They hit the co.
And so that's what she knows. And so I don't know where she got Colleen, but she argued with you about it. She did. And I was like, oh my God, I have to tell Eric about
this.
That's
so funny.
Anyway, that's all for today, guys. We're going to go, but thanks
strawberry
for listening.
Shortcake.
And thanks for watching. I'm wearing a strawberry shortcake shirt. For those just listening, that might have been confusing to hear Eric randomly say
that's my
strawberry
sign-off.
Shortcake.
That's
how you say goodbye now.
That's what I say at the end of every episode. What episode
strawberry
is this?
Strawberry shortcake.
Almost 200. And at the end of every one, I always go strawberry shortcake.
You know, Maisie calls this shirt today. She's like, I like your baby's shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
She calls it a baby's shirt.
Was that like a cartoon? Was that a book or a cartoon?
Strawberry shortcake. It was like toys in a cartoon. I don't know if it was, I never watched a cartoon. I wasn't allowed to watch anything, but like, there was little dolls that you could buy at the store.
Did you have them?
I had one little strawberry shortcake thing.
Is this like a sentimental buy or you just liked
it? No, it's just like nostalgic. Like it was from like our childhood, like this cartoon and this time and these toys. I think I had one at one point and it smelled like strawberries.
That smelly dolls?
I vaguely remember this, but anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Scratch and sniff.
Remember, it still exists.
Stickers.
Yes, they're incredible.
That was like a big deal to me as a kid.
And the markers.
I wasn't so much into the markers. It was more about the stickers that I just couldn't get over how they, you could scratch it and it would smell.
I don't like the noise.
What is that?
That chemical makes is to that? Like scratch a sticker.
Oh, do you have a thing about that?
Of course I do. It's a sticker. Mm-hmm. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,